You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. The programming you hear on Red River Radio is made possible by listeners who become members and by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. On this Friday, our devoted commentator, Archie McDonald, joins us with an explanation. He's going through some things that he wants you to know about, and just blame it on the weather.
Most of us have been friends a long time now, so I think it about time to let you know what's been going on, especially after some folks reported Archie's a bit under the weather and this new voice. Under the weather? More like a hurricane with a tornado thrown in for good measure. The voice is temporary, but it'll be here for a while, and it's a consequence of radiation. You may remember that Hodgkin's disease set up shop in my lymph system 3 years ago. Dr. Ventura's chemicals knocked that stuff into a cocked hat, and we went on our merry way, assuming good health and long life. Well, some of that Hodgkin stuff must have found a crease or a cranny to lurk in, and then decided to reemerge last October. It seems that options narrow the second time around, so we added Dr. Scott Bonyall and Dr. Catherine Lewis to our team's roster. My co-captains decided on a new round of chemicals, this time a 3-a-day for 3 days, then in hospital. That sure was fun. And then a bunch of radiation. So we go through the chemical process, made easier with Judy by my side, making sure all those probing hands got washed and only medicines and chemicals of Dr. Ventura's list made it into my body. Then we had a PET scan to measure results, and all reviewers got a lot more excited about my stone-filled gallbladder than any old enlarged lymph node. Dr. Gene Cagle most of all, because he had been wanting to excise that part of me for years. But Gene couldn't do it laparoscopically, even though he tried. So now I've got a big smile across the right side of my belly. All this delayed radiation only 1 week. Radiation is fun, too, especially if you don't want to eat very much. That big old machine hovering over you is a little scary at first. But the technicians are cheerful, and you get to lie down while they work. Now, why would I think you wanted to know any of this? Actually, I don't expect you to. I just thought it about time to explain the weather over here and to tell you that I still have many miles to go and projects to complete before I sleep. These Friday morning follies are a major part of that. And I hope you'll be here with me in all kinds of weather and voice. Remember, Oscar Hammerstein told us to keep our heads up high to greet that golden sky that follows the storm.